ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिके। दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 35 एंड 36। सो 35 हैज नो वर्स एंड नो पर्पट, सो देयरफॉर वी विल कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम 36। So first I will recite 35. The title is Hiranyakasipu Terrorizes the Universe. Yam sadugata sadatsi ripobhopi suranripa pratimanam prakurna. Can you sort it down? Here. Pratimanam prakurbani kimutanye bhavadrisa. Translation. In any assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, O King Yudhishthir, even the enemies of the demons, namely the demigods, what to speak of you, would cite Prahlad Maharaj as an example of the great devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj is a first-class devotee, just know. This conversation between Narad Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj is going on. So Narad Muni is addressing, Narad Muni is saying to Yudhishthir Maharaj, Even the enemies such as the demons, they glorify Prahlad Maharaj. And the demons, eternal enemy, the demigods, they also glorify Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj has such great quality. He is a reservoir full of good qualities. So that is why he is being glorified by demons as well as the devotees. This is what Narad Muni is explaining to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Is that clear? Yes or no? So text 36. Gunai alam asankhyaya mahatmyam tasya suchyate Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasya Naisargiki Ratihi Gunayalam Asankhyayar Gunayalam Asankhyayar Mahatmyam Tasya Suchyate Mahatmyam tasya suchyate Vasudeve Bhagavate Yasya Naisargike Rati Yasya Naisargike Rati Gunayalam Asankhyaya Gunayalam Asankhyaya Mahatmyam tasya suchyate Mahatmyam tasya suchyate वासुदेवे भगवते जस्य नैसर्गिके रति जस्य नैसर्गिके रति Yes, there are so many devotees. If you recite the slokas, then the perfection comes. Wonderful. Matajis. Wonderful. Gunai. With spiritual qualities. Alam, what need? Asankhya, which are innumerable. Mahatmyam, the greatness. Tasya, of him, Prahlad Maharaj. Suchyate, is indicated. Vasudeve, to Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Bhagavati, the supreme personality of Godhead. Jasya, of whom Naisargiki, natural. Ratihi, attachment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudev, the Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul, Mahatma. Responsibly pleased as it is. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Maharaj, of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudev, Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul, Mahatma, purport. In his prayers to the 10 incarnations, Jayadev Goswami says, Kesava Dhrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of Lord Narasingha, who is Kesava, Krishna himself. Therefore, when this verse says Vasudeva Bhagavati, one should understand that Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Narasingadev was attachment for Krishna. Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, is described as great Mahatma, as the Lord himself confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyante Vasudevam sarvam iti swamahatma swadurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. The great devotee of Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is a great soul, very rare to be found. Prahlad Maharaj's attachment for Krishna will be explained in the next verse. Krishna Graha Grihitatma. Prahlad Maharaj's heart was always filled with thoughts of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is the ideal devotee in Krishna consciousness. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yatkripatamaha Vande Sri Guru Dinatarene Nama Ang Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Pracharini Nibhisesa Sunyavade Paschatya Desatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So thank you very much for asking me to give class. After a long time, I'm seeing you all. But any time I come, I see always new faces. So there is Oriya proverb. Sundar triptire abasad nahi jete dekhutile nua disuthai. A thing of beauty is joy forever. Actually, Krishna's creation is always like that. When we go to Juhu Beach, we see one day there is a heaps of sand is really just making a mountain, almost like a mountain. And the next moment when we go, we see it is a plain surface. So the material feature is always changeable. So likewise, even though we are staying in the temple, just devotees, Prabhupada gives the example, very nice example, that the heavy current of the ocean water, it pushes the sand in such a way it makes the heaps inside. And that heavy current comes the same way and pushes the same sand particles. They go from one direction to another, Timbuktu. Just there is no head and tail. So likewise, Krishna's devotees, the minute particles, minute sparks, the minute souls, the jivas, they come to take Krishna's shelter. They take refuge at the Lord's feet of the Supreme Lord. And the next moment they are possessed by the Supreme Lord, they go elsewhere. So they travel all over the world just like Narad Muni, Navajogendra, and many great sages and saints. So that's why I see the new faces. And second thing I wanted to bring your attention that there is one person in this world, in this globe. His name is what? Steve Jobs. He invented such this Apple phone. I see in the airplane, just everybody's paying attention. I see in the train, the bus, everywhere, anywhere and everywhere you go, just know they're paying attention to just one little thing. Cell phone, iPhone, smartphone. Krishna consciousness is the most attractive thing. Jivadai nature is attracted by the Supreme Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through Jaraikhand, automatically the jivas, the birds, the beasts, the reptiles, everybody became attracted automatically. And they were chanting and dancing jubilantly. Because Jivera Swarup Hai, Krishna Nitya Das, it is the natural position of Krishna. So we should try to find, after doing just, there are so many educated boys and girls coming to Krishna consciousness in India. It is more than America. I live in America for many, many years. I see just in India now, more educated boys and girls understanding Krishna consciousness, they are coming in. So we should do some research in relation to Krishna being educated boys and girls. Find some certain attractive things that which should attract the conditioned souls. The message that we should relay just that should give attraction to the conditioned souls. That's what I mean. Because one person, just this person, Steve Jobs, he was taking, he's a college dropout from Los Angeles. He was taking Krishna's prasadam. And actually leftover prasadam he was taking in Los Angeles temple, Rukmini Dwarkadhi's temple. And by taking that leftover prasadam, whatever was left, he got unlimited mercy of Krishna. And getting so, just see what he did, even though materially he invented certain things, just you know, that attracts the whole world. So one, Krishna's one pure devotee, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who descended from Golok Vrindavan, he attracted many, many conditioned souls. So likewise, we must make effort that how the conditioned souls, there are 7.5 billion population in the whole world, I mean human species. We should attract all of them, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracted to all the living entities. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that the whole world will be filled in Krishna consciousness. That's the point I'm trying to make. And second thing here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about Mahabhagavat. There is no doubt about that Prahlad Maharaj was Mahabhagavat, even though he was merely 5 years old. When 5 years old, he was already talking about 9 types of devotional service. Isn't it? Yes or no? Yes. And when we are grown up, just we didn't know just what is called 9 types of devotional service, such as his father was asking, "My dear Prahlad, can you explain me just what you have, just putting on his lap, just he was asking, patting the son, only one son, he was patting him and he was asking, what did you learn from your teachers?" And he was saying, "Sravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Saksham, Atma Nivedanam." 9 types of devotional service just now he was trying to explain. It is no wonder how, just as it is explained, just Prahlad Maharaj, he was Krishna conscious from his previous birth. And when he was merely 5 years old, and he was already chanting, dancing. Prabhupada gives the example, just a child does not know what to do, just where to go to the bathroom, or what to eat, what not to eat, but automatically the mother takes care of. So likewise, Prahlad Maharaj was so Krishna conscious, he didn't know what to do, what not to do, but Krishna was automatically taking care of him. Even if his speech, by his speech he made so many hundreds and hundreds of his classmates, those who are under Sandhya and Amarka, just they become Krishna conscious. So Prahlad Maharaj is no doubt is a Mahabhagavati, is a natural devotee, and there is no doubt about that. So he was seeing every aspect of his life Krishna. Every aspect of his life he was seeing, just wherever he was going, just he was seeing Krishna. And he didn't have any enemies also. He didn't have any enemy, and he didn't have any friend or foe, just he was equal to everyone, just like Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example that Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. Krishna's pure devotees are considered just like a fireball. Prabhupada says that the fireball acts just like fire. The moment we touch the fireball, it burns our hand. Or it the moment it touches to our cloth, just it burns, just like fire. So Prahlad Maharaj was like that from his very childhood. Even though he was merely 5 years old and he was already preaching like a fire. And he was preaching, and in fact he converted all his classmates into pure devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because he was pure. He was pure. He was completely pure. Crystal clear. As we know, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. It is explained in where? Huh? Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa sadaiva hridaye subhi lokayanti yasyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami premanjana. The pure devotee always have the ointment of pure love in his eyes. And wherever he goes, he sees Krishna. Every aspect of his life. Grihe thako, bane thako, sada hari bale dako. Whether he is in house, or in jungle, or in aeroplane, or in car, or a jungle of Mumbai city, anywhere he goes, he chants Hare Krishna and he makes others Krishna conscious. Because his eyes ointed with the pure love of Krishna. సో హౌ దట్ ప్యూర్ లవ్ కమ్స్ టు అస్, హౌ ఇట్ కమ్స్ బై రెండరింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ది డివోటీస్, బై సర్వింగ్ టు ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్, బై చాంటింగ్ హిజ్ హోలీ నేమ్, బై ఎక్స్క్లూసివ్లీ టేకింగ్ హిజ్ ప్రసాదం, బై కమింగ్ అండ్ సీయింగ్ టు ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్. Therefore, I was raising that question yesterday, that only one person just know who qualified all 9 types of devotional service, that is Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj qualified all 9 types of devotional services. There are so many powerful saints and sages are there, and Ambarish Maharaj was an ordinary grihastha, and he was a king. And he was remaining just in his Rajakiya outfit, and he was wearing gold crown, and he was wearing nice shoes, comfortable place, and the palace, everything was first class for him. But still he was always seeing, as Prabhupada has mentioned in his purport, that is, in his eyes he used to see always Krishna. He was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. His mind, his senses, everything were used in Krishna's service. While he was walking in the Krishna's temple, he was walking for the pleasure of Krishna. He was sweeping Krishna's temple. He was doing everything for Krishna. His body, mind, senses, everything was used for Krishna's service. So does Prahlad Maharaj. But we should know that Prahlad Maharaj, there is one question remain always. Prahlad Maharaj was pure devotee. There are how many types of rasas are there? 5 rasas. Yes? Santa rasa, Dasya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, Madhurya rasa, Sakshya rasa, and Madhuri rasa. So Prahlad Maharaj was relating with the Supreme Lord with Vatsalya rasa. In Vatsalya rasa, he was the topmost devotee. In Vatsalya rasa, in every rasa, Krishna has his topmost devotees. Just like in Madhuri rasa, the gopis are high class devotees. In other words, in Madhuri rasa, Srimati Radharani is the topmost devotee of Krishna. So likewise, in Vatsalya rasa, Krishna has the first class devotees, that is Prahlad Maharaj. There is no doubt about that. He is the ceremony within the Madhuri rasa. And that's why, because he was seeing always, he has taken exclusive shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev or Krishna. And he was thinking in the mood of Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Sarvasar. Krishna is father, Krishna is mother, Krishna is all in all, Sarvasar, all in all. Krishna is everything for him. Therefore, Krishna was always taking care of him. Always, his all necessities. So, but when he was feeling separation from Krishna, and he was in agony, he was trying to cry for Krishna. Krishna, just like Prabhupada gives the example, just like the mother takes care of the child, the moment the child cries, and he was, when he was crying for Krishna, Krishna was always giving him his realization that just now he was feeling Yashyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam, that he was able to see within his heart that beautiful form of Shyama Sundar, and he was feeling that way. And not only that, he was also seeing in everybody's heart, every living entity's heart, in his classmates' heart, that Shyama Sundar is residing within the heart of everybody. So therefore, there is no doubt that Prahlad Maharaj was very great devotee. And here Srila Prabhupada has mentioned one thing, that in the very beginning, who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? I think we know the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee or devotee of the Supreme Lord. I want to bring it to your attention just one after another. You know, just it's very difficult to remember 26 qualities of the devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj was full in quality of all these 26 qualities. It was filled in him. He was a reservoir of all these qualities. He was a devotee, is merciful, kripalu. Prahlad Maharaj was very merciful to his classmates. Even though his classmates were learning economics, political science, and other demoniac education that they were getting from Sanda and Amarka, the son of Shukracharya. But Prahlad Maharaj was not affected by that. Even though the teacher, both Sanda and Amarka, they were insisting him to learn the demoniac education, but just he was unaffected. And being unaffected, and he was affecting to the demoniac students of his classmates. So he was very merciful that he was making them chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is his first quality. His second quality is not defiant or akrita droha. So I will try to define little bit, just to give outlines. Actually, a devotee is not defiant, means akrita droho means one, it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one he who is humble. So we know from Sikshashtakam, Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahisuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So trina, the grass. The grass is in the field. The cowherd man is taking the cows, horses, buffaloes, and this and that. They are all grazing. And the gardener also chops up the grass, but still the grass is humble. Tranadapi sunichena, tarurapi saishuna. The tree is outside. You know, Grishma, Barsa, Sarat, Hemant, Sita, Basant, all six seasons. All six seasons is available in India, not in America. So, all six seasons, the trees outside stand still. And even if Katrina hurricane comes, but still it is standing outside. Even if just a heavy snowfall in New York City, just in the winter, still just you see the trees are full of ice. It looks only ice all over on the tree, but still it is standing. So Trinadapi Saisuna, Trinadapi Sunichina, Tararopi Saisuna. So we have to be very tolerant, like grass and tree. And sometimes when we go out for preaching, some demoniac nature people just they kick us out. Get out from my area. Get out from my arena. So we have to get out. But still, we cannot just out of our false ego, we cannot say, oh, I cannot become Krishna conscious because I am thrown out. No, we have to become tolerant. We have to become tolerant and just preach. Because we have to become Goshtiyanandi, not Bhajanandi. Well, Bhajanandis are also devotees, but you have to become Goshtiyanandi. Go to the forefront, in the battlefield, and preach. So therefore, we have to become very tolerant. And we have to become humble, humbler than the grass. If I try to just, you know, say, point out in one sentence, you are a bad boy, then you will not like me. Just you will not even talk to me or not stare at me. Isn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very tolerant. He was very tolerant, even though he was hurt by Nityananda Prabhu was hurt, and still Nityananda Prabhu was trying to stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please do not go and kill this Jagayan Madhai. A devotee is truthful. We should be truthful, isn't it? Yes or no? We should not lie. Lying is sin. Lying in sin. Because we are absolute body. We are the follower of the absolute truth. The absolute truth is our life and soul. And that is, the absolute truth is only found in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Puran. And the devotees are equal to everyone, sama. Sama chakshu shila. We do not try to see or show partiality to others. We see, oh, this is this, this is this. This is coming from Maharashtra, this is coming from Orissa, this is coming from Western world, Mlecha, this is coming from Javana, from so and so place, this is coming from this, that. We should not see that. We should see that Jivare Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das, that this person is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, that he is the Lord's Ansavises, that he is the servant of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, we should see in equal eyes and try to treat and make everybody Krishna conscious. So therefore the devotees are sama. And the devotees are faultless, nirdosa. Devotees are faultless. Factually, devotees are faultless in higher stage actually. In higher stage, a Mahabhagavat, even if he says this is the mango to the apple, but still he is in absolute. Still he is in absolute platform. A Mahabhagavat, he does not need to follow the rules and regulations that we do follow. We have to chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles. We have to come on time to Mangalarti. We have to do the deity worship, six artics, six offerings. But in Mahabhagavat, wherever he goes, he sees Krishna. So therefore, his activities is always transcendental. And whatever activities he does, he is faultless. He is nirdos. But we, the neophyte devotees or the prakriti devotees, we are always at fault. As Srila Prabhupada says, in the beginning when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are releasing just like what? Poison. We are chanting Hare Krishna, but we are not interested because, just what is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? This 16 syllables which is explained in Kali Santarana Upanishad, but we don't see in Bhagavatam, we don't see in Bhagavad Gita, we don't see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how that be? Just know, just question comes always in our mind because we are very neophyte. And therefore just we ask this question, how comes this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is absolute? How comes this? How comes that? Many karmis, they come and just ask this question. But in the perfectional stage, he is completely faultless. And he never sees fault. Even the karmis, they find fault. They say, Shiva is supreme. They say Krishna is subordinate to Shiva. But still this pure devotee, he doesn't find fault in him and patiently he preaches. So that is the symptom of the pure devotee. A devotee is magnanimous. The word magnanimous is called noble of mind and spirit, generous in forgiving, and above revenge or resentment, unselfish, gracious, and especially in Latin word magnanimous, magnanimous says great-souled. So the devotee is always great soul because he is special, he is unique and special. And that uniqueness comes to us because we are Nitya Badhas. We are Nitya Badhas. We are covered over by three modes of material nature as Daibi Yasa Gunamami, Mai Mama Maya Duratya, Mama Vaya Prapadyante, Maya Metam Taramtite. So we are covered over, or we are entrapped by three modes of material nature of the Supreme Lord. But that great soul, he is free from that. He is Nitya Mukta. He is free from all the dualities, material dualities. Therefore, sometimes the Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, he sends to his pure devotees those who are eternally liberated. And eternally liberated souls, they come from Golok Vrindavan to rescue the hundreds and thousands of conditioned souls within this material world. And sometimes also, the Nitya Badha also, by dint of his tapasya, he becomes Nitya Mukta. So therefore there is always a hope that we the conditioned souls can also become Nitya Mukta. We can become free of all the desires. We can become Nitya Mukta and we can make others free. We can make others Krishna conscious and free, and we can make others Nitya Mukta also. So therefore there is always hope. Even though we are Nitya Badhas, we can become Nitya Muktas. And we should try to make effort, all of us, because Krishna is giving us hope. How long I can go on? Asim Krishna Prabhu? Another 10 minutes? Okay. So when you people give me chance to speak some other time, just I will explain the all other qualities of Vaishnavas very nicely. And this is the last one. A devotee is clean, always suchi. We always have to remain clean. Just, you know, cleanliness, the Prabhupada says, cleanliness is next to godliness. In Western world they are very clean. They have nice house, nice garden, nice dogs. Dogs are also even very clean. They clean the dogs by their own, millionaires, they clean by their own hand. It externally they look everything perfect and nice. They are very perfectionists. And they do not know what is called dirt. But in their heart, it is just like full of, it is covered with the charcoal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But externally they are very clean and first class. Their roads are nice. There are many roads you can find, just in those who have seen America, just know they can tell you. The roads are so beautiful. Just even you put rice dal over there and you eat, just there is no dirt. It is so clean, first class. And their cars are very nice, clean, first class. Their houses are perfect. And I went to so many Americans' house and so many American people's house to give lecture and preach and so forth like that. So some of the houses, I couldn't find even a speck of dirt. I was trying to find fault. So they are, in that regard, they are very nice. But they are not internally clean. As we know, బాహ్య అభ్యంతర శుచి ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అండ్ ఇంటర్నల్ బై చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వీ క్యాన్ క్లీన్స్ బాహ్య అండ్ అభ్యంతర ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అండ్ ఇంటర్నల్ బోత్ శుచి బై టేకింగ్ కృష్ణ ప్రసాదం వీ క్యాన్ క్లీన్స్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్లీ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఇంటర్నల్లీ బై టేకింగ్ చరణామిత వీ క్యాన్ క్లీన్స్ బోత్ బాహ్య అభ్యంతర శుచి but they do not know the science of krishna consciousness therefore we the devotees of krishna become first class devotee and go out and preach in the forefront travel all over the world the field is open all over the world we can go say jare dekho tare kaho krishna upadesh as pralad maharaj was saying just to his classmates hare krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prahlad Maharaj finally made them nice devotees, first class devotees, pure devotees, because he was pure. He who is pure can make others pure. So Krishna is the supreme pure. By taking exclusive shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, he became pure and perfect. And first class devotee, Uttama Adhikari, he made also others Uttama Adhikari. So therefore, it is the business of us, we the devotees, that we should try to become Krishna conscious and first class devotees, then go to do the Paschati Desh Tarnin, not just go for ding, 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 bell and kruch, kruch, kruch. I'm from America, return. No, we must educate ourselves, then go out throughout the world and preach and educate others. We must educate. That means we must become Krishna conscious. So Prahlad Maharaj was a first class educated devotee, first class devotee, Uttama Adhikari, and he made his classmates first class devotee. I will stop here. Anybody has any questions? I was thinking to outline all the 26 qualities, but there is no time. I knew very well that it is going to happen like that. But some other time, just when I will give class, and I will try to explain you all. First thing, just 26 qualities. I explained only 8 qualities. Any questions? Very hungry? No question? Yes? One question? Yeah. Yes, someone sees Krishna as father, supreme father. He is the supreme father of all, because he is the creator, maintainer and destroyer. So he has created all the beings, so therefore he is our supreme father. And in Vatsalya Rasa, someone sees, just like mother Yashoda, but Yashoda saw that Krishna is my son. She never thought that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. She saw Krishna is my son, that's it. And when Akrur came to explain him just now, Krishna is not your son, Krishna is someone's son. She said, just know the moment just I came to senses, I saw right next to me, that person Krishna was there. How can I believe you? So Krishna is my son. Because she had strong conviction that Krishna is his son, her son. So factually Krishna was son. So that's why she was an Yashoda Nandana. And she is also, he is also Devaki Nandana. So Krishna is very smart, simultaneously one and different. Is that clear? Is divine going to say? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Prahlad Maharaj, he was a pure devotee of the Lord.
Yeah.
So, I heard one of the lecturers like you. So, he said that now he is living in a Shutal Loko.
He is living? Shutal.
Now he is living in Shutal Loko. Shutal Loko. So, which is situated in this material world.
Yeah.
So, in spite of being a pure devotee of the Lord Krishna, so why he is living in this material world?
Well, the Lord has designed that way, just you know. The Lord, it's the Lord's choice that the Lord wanted to send him just right now, just he's in that position. And he's teaching his grandson the science of Krishna consciousness. And that is Bali Maharaj, who is going to be next Manmantra, who is going to be Indra. Hanuman is also pure devotee. Vibhishan is also pure devotee. And they are all still, Lord Ramachandra, before he took everybody home back to Godhead to just know the Lord Ramachandra's loka. Ayodhya. There are four parts are there, just one part of the entire whole is Ayodhya. So all the entities, they went back home back to Godhead to Ayodhya. But Lord Ram said, my dear Hanuman was saying, just no, this is not going to be possible, my Lord, I'm not going to stay here, because a pure devotee, he feels in heart. So Hanuman was already feeling in heart that just no, the Lord is going to leave me alone here in this material world. So Hanuman was left over here, that my dear Hanuman, you have to stay back and you have to make others Krishna conscious. Vibhishan is also staying back, just now he's trying to preach. So there are so many entities, they are trying to, there are liberated souls, they are trying to preach. So likewise Prahlad Maharaj is also, even though he is in Sutal, he is also preaching. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you are here, who knows what is your identity? I cannot say that, I'm not a pure devotee, but who knows who you are? You may be something liberated soul, you have come to this world, that just one day after preaching and making others Krishna conscious, you will also go back to Godhead, or Krishna will send you some other loka. And Prabhupada, you know, just Dante Trinadhari, the pure devotees surrounding to the manjaris, they are holding the straw in their mouth and folding their hands, they are waiting. When Krishna's will will come, just Krishna's instruction will come, that we will go to different places in the mission of Krishna. So His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, one of them, out of hundreds and thousands and millions of pure devotees surrounding to the manjaris, they have been waiting, just know, they are waiting for the order of the Supreme Lord just to come and preach. So that is Krishna's desire. Srila Prabhupada was sent to this world and to preach. And wherever he was going, he wanted to just return back to Vrindavan to leave his body. And finally Krishna fulfilled his desire. And he went back home back to Godhead, to Goloka. So if we make effort, one day Krishna will give us that chance. Just like he gave it to Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj is preaching now. And he doesn't care. Actually, liberation is being not cared by the pure devotees. They keep the liberation aside. And they preach. They, as much as it is possible, as many as it is possible, just know, conditioned souls, they want to bring to the Lord's feet of the Supreme Lord. They try to do that. And liberation automatically comes on their way to take them home back to Godhead. Nithai go Premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna.